When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With all this talk about the Real Housewives of Miami reboot, we are sharing today a chat we had a few months ago with Anna Kinkosis from RHOM. Remember her, season 2 and 3? We caught up with Anna. We talked about it all, what the show was like, the biggest dramas, her current relationships, and the status of her current relationships with Larsa, the Kardashians' ex-best friend, Leah Black, of course, Adriana, Marisol. We talk about Joanna Krupa and Mama Elsa. We also talk about her current business, Skinny Latina, which raises the question, did you hear from Bethany Frankel when you launched a business called Skinny Latina? Yeah, she did. So let's chat about that. And Anna co-hosted The View. So was the relationship, you know, the atmosphere backstage as toxic as we all hear about? What was Barbara Walters like? What about her guests one day? RHONJ's Melissa Gorga and Jacqueline Lurita. So let's hear what she has to say about them. Here is a little clip of this whole chat. And head on over to our Patreon. The full episode is out today on Patreon. I know a lot of you are a member of our Patreon. For anyone that wants to listen to this that isn't, there is a link in the bio, right? The show notes right here. So go over to our Patreon. We're going to be doing a lot of bonus stuff every week as we've been doing on Patreon. And here's a little snippet of our conversation of The View. But you got to hear the whole thing and what she says about Bethany Frankel and all the other RHOM. So head on over to Patreon, listen to that, and enjoy this little clip. Bye.
First they said, I don't know if they invited me or didn't invite me or it was Adriana's, but they had asked me to co-host The View. And so if you have to do something on Housewives or co-host The View, like sitting in the middle with Barbara Walters and everybody else as a co-host, which one would you go to? You know what I mean? So I co-hosted The View and I ended up doing it 2 more times.
Really?
And they hated that. And then they go, Andy's really mad or whatever. So I called Andy and he's like, I'm not mad. I thought you were great. You did amazing. I'm like, okay.
I do not remember you. See how my mouth is dropped open? Like, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal. And it was one of those things where I had a manager at the time who you know, I signed with. And he goes, so of all the things you want to do, what, you know, like, what would you, what's on your bucket list? I said, I'd love to go host The View. He goes, well, then you've got to meet with Bill Getty and Barbara Walters, and we have to set up a meeting. And I'm like, okay. I mean, I didn't know he could do that. Following week, he calls me. He goes, okay, Tuesday, be in New York. We've got a meeting with Barbara and whatever. Bring your A game. And I remember being on the phone going, yeah, I only have an A game. And I hang up and I'm going, oh, fuck. That's so scary. But then I went and it was just one of those weird things, you know? It's like, it was right out of, like, Barbara Walters was right out of Barbara Walters' central casting. You know what I mean? She was wearing her little red jacket, and she was asking me about my political affiliation, and it was all so surreal.
But wow.
Then I sat there, and I sat. I remember asking Joy Behar, how do I know when to go out? How do I know whatever? I had my cell phone in my hand. She goes, the musical's starting. You just go out. She goes, you'll know. And all of a sudden, the music starts. She pushes me out. So I walk out, and, you know, you wave at everybody. I had my phone. I sat on my phone in the middle. And then I felt like, I'm home. This is awesome. I loved it. Yeah, it was great.
Really? And you did it 3 times?
3 times, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And how'd you, I mean, besides having a great manager, whatever, yeah, publicist, how'd you get it? Just, I mean, from being on the Housewives?
Oh, and I met with Barbara and the producer. Yeah, we had like a 1-hour meeting and I just sold myself.
And it was all just because you were on the Housewives, you were someone.
No, I mean, I told them, they said, what do you have to offer? What do you think about you that whatever? I said, well, I'm kind of every woman. He goes, well, what do you mean? I said, well, I'm a woman that's been a professional that's reinvented herself. I've seen reality TV from the inside. I am the mother of millennials. I am divorced. I am part of now a blended family. I have a brother in the military. I have a dad that has elderly parents. one that has Alzheimer's. I mean, I've done and seen it all. And they were like, wow, you are every woman. You know, it was something like that.
Wow.
I put that out of my ass when I was there. I don't really plan these things. But yeah.
See, this is why I love what I do. Because, like, you, I had no idea you co-hosted The View. That's, like, amazing.
And then I did True as well, which was so much fun.
What was it?
The True, which is, like,
The View. Oh, you did? Oh, yeah.
And that was, I remember, I watch that now whenever I see it. It was mortifying because I was so flirting with Michael Simon. Like, I was practically humping his leg. I mean, it was so embarrassing.
Well, that's someone good to flirt with.
He was so cute, and that was so much fun. That was great.
So cute. Yeah. Did you see any of the drama on The View when you were there? Like, you know, with all this, you know.
Yeah, the third time I was on, the first time I was on was Barbara was there, and then the second time it was Jenny McCarthy, and I don't know. Like, the first time I interviewed John Stamos, which didn't suck, right? That was good. Then I had Stephen King and oh my God, this is so funny. And the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
The whole cast?
Melissa, Carolyn, yeah. Jacqueline, and that's it. And so I remember when we finished, we go backstage and Joy's telling me, you know, you're really good at this. Like, you want this job or whatever? I'm like, oh, yeah. And Melissa goes to her. At that point, she goes, oh, I loved it. I want to come back, but I want to do what she did. Like, I want to co-host. And Joy goes to me, her and what gray matter. It was so funny.
Okay, so Joy was loving you, basically said, Melissa, no gray matter.
Well, because Melissa asked to do the same thing. Melissa doesn't know that she said that, but she did say it. She doesn't care, you know.
And then did you have, what were your impressions of like Melissa, Jacqueline, and Teresa, you said?
No, not
Caroline.
Caroline.
So there you go. And of course, we talk more about The View, Bethany, everything going on, her friendships, relationships with RHOM, and just everything. So head on over to Patreon and listen to our chat with Anna Kinkose. Do you guys like Anna? I love Anna. Hope you like, it's a full chat. It's a full interview. It's a David interview. So head over to Patreon. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.